In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The prophet Isaiah speaks of a time when not only will creation itself become more fruitful, Lebanon be changed into an orchard, and the orchard regarded as a forest, but the effects of sin that plague people with disease and disability will themselves be cured. Things like the deaf shall hear, the words of a book, and out of the gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. And these were considered signs of the coming of the Messiah. And so when our Lord cures the sick, when he gives sight to the blind, as he did in today's gospel, he is not simply helping these two people, but he is proclaiming the coming of the kingdom of God. And he's beginning his work of redeeming not just the human race, but all of creation. And then we find that strange thing which seems to happen repeatedly in the gospel, where he tells those he cures to not tell anyone about it. And they still do it. You know, just thinking about it, you could think of how could they help but do it? How could they help but proclaim the good things that Jesus had done for them? But why would Jesus not want them to say anything? I think it is because people would get the wrong idea that Jesus was somehow just a wonder worker and not listen to what he had to say and not pay attention to what his miracles actually meant. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.